be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaVariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
Yeah, I am your host. I am here. OMG. Today, we are in Sacramento. Yes, we are. Debbie Ringshoff and I are sitting here in Sacramento, ready to have a really exciting situation happen here today. We'll tell you all about it. You are listening to Waking Up in America's Our American Cafe, dynamic radio dialogues on life today in America, and today in particular in the Republic. And I'm here with Senator Ringchop and my fabulous co-host, C.W. Wright. OMG, one more time. I can hardly stand it. We are the first in the nation to start to re-inhabit the capital of their state, and we are here today to have our first meeting, and people are gathering as we talk. Some of them got up here early, and they are snoozing in their room still because it's just a little bit before. Well, it's actually just 6 o'clock here. You guys are getting our show at 7. So I don't have my Jason Winters tea, CW. What am I going to do? You're going to have to drink it and talk about it for me because I don't have a way to do it.
You know, have you ever had one of those nights where you're just up all night working and nothing can stop you? You have to just keep on plowing through, and it's the Jason Winters tea. I've been drinking it hot and cold all night, and it's actually pleasant because I don't get that caffeine rush that you get with coffee. But it does help me, I don't know, actually I don't even know if there's caffeine in it or not. But it's helped me out to keep my wits about myself, and going back from cold and hot has actually keep my body awake. And at this very moment, I'm back to the cold. And I hope to remain that way for the rest of the day because I throw my body in the shock, keep it awake, keep it alive. And the Jason Winters Tea can be found at jasonwinterstea.com or at your favorite health food store. I should have sent some with you, Dr. Val.
You know what? I should have, too. Debbie and I are both talking about the little travel bags that we normally travel with that are left on the top of some dresser somewhere doing something. I'm just going to put it as a permanent addition in my travel case so it's in there and I don't even have to think about it. But, you know,
That's a really good idea. I remember when I was doing a lot of airline travel, I used to travel in first class a lot. That summer, because I always had so many miles, I didn't have to pay for it. And when you did the international flights, they would give you this little travel bag. And I ended up with so many of them, I started pressing around. And you know what? You just reminded me. I did, and I still do, have up to three tea bags of Jason Winters tea in each one.
Huh. Well, here's a question for you, and I bet you the answer is no because you've been too busy, but I'm going to tell you anyway because I'm going to jam you on the air, okay? Have you put it in the EMSCO emergency kits yet?
No, I haven't. There's a reason.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say you'd been too busy. Well, we have to get it done. You know that.
Yes, we do. We do need to get it done.
I was also thinking perhaps some kind of Sauvignon wine or something like that, too. I believe that when one is in emergency, that sitting back with either a tea and perhaps we can get a wine company, a red wine company, because you know that's good for you, too. You know, I'm looking at how we can live healthfully, okay? And what I'm really reveling in this morning is, what month was it when we were getting together and you were driving all over the state in your BMW getting people to sign up for the grand jury for the Republic? But that was 2010. That was like January or February you were doing that? Or when were you doing that? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, it was January or February 2010, as I recall. And
yeah.
We set out to get California set up with the Republic and get all the members together so they could start organizing. And as you recall, we got it going. Then all of a sudden, there was, I'm not even sure what the reason for the shakeup at the time, but almost immediately some people stepped forward and took off, but they kind of left some people behind. And that kind of separated the group momentarily. So we kind of had to start all over again real quick. It was kind of like we had a great start, and just as quick as we got a great start, we got a bit disorganized. And we thought we had the organization set, but people were so excited about being together. They wanted to make sure it was right. They were moving forward at a fast pace. And we had to go back through and do the process all over again. So I did all that traveling again. And from that point to the day, people have been feverishly working to set the entire state up, every single county, every single community, and putting the Republic together. We have a lot of that thankful to, and forgive me for saying this, not you or I, but another young lady that's with us today, and that's W. Ringchuk. She is the one of the single biggest or advocates or the catalyst to make this happen in California and the nation, because she also sits on the with the national group as well.
So you're being the vice president. I'm doing House of Representatives and Peace Ambassador. Debbie, oh my God, she's into everything. I have evidence that she actually does sleep minutes at a time, because I spent a little time with her last night, and I know she slept for at least 5 minutes. I've talked to Debbie. Ooh, what was that noise? Oh, that was me. I have no idea. We're actually trying to do this from cell phones, and Debbie has just got me in, and now I'm echoing, and I have no idea of how to mute that phone. Well, that was the two cell phone across the table echo is what that was. Great confidence.
Oh, you got too close.
See, here, well, let me go back and read the first part of the show, because I left that out. I was so excited. You might hear a telephone ringing, a dog barking, or an echo, or an angel singing, because we call in from our homes, offices, and hotel rooms all over the world across this program. There is my disclaimer for anything that happens that's a little odd on the show. And what can I say? We're alive, we're here, we're doing it now, and our echo will replay on Wednesdays, and you can go to wakingupinamerica.com and pick it up, because whether or not a few strange shows have happened here, we're in Sacramento. California is the first republic to actually move into its state capital and begin the re-inhabitation process. We're into some very interesting things and that are happening, and I don't know if we can talk about them yet. Can we talk about what we're doing? Can we talk about? I'm looking at Debbie. She's across the table. I want to say something. We're taking a tour this morning of some of the buildings. Can we say that we actually bought it? We're buying the Treasury. We're buying the California Treasury building as we speak here. How about that? There's a group of people that have come together, and we're actually going to be leasing the Treasury building to the Republic for like a dollar, so nobody can complain about what the Republic costs. They're just exciting factors where the world is coming together. It's the right time for us. And, CW, I don't know. My saddest thing is that you had things, that emergencies that had to be taken care of at home, and you couldn't be here, because we're here, baby. We're in Sacramento. Any comments?
I will be available by conference if it can be set up. I can be available that way, but it's hard to believe that there are circumstances that took place that is greater than this.
CW, can I get you to speak into your phone louder?
Into my phone louder? I am into my phone louder. It's right up to my mouth. And
okay.
You just real long. Yes. Thing before
God, he's reverberating in my ear. We're having an interesting morning. Maybe it's all these cell phones, Mike. That was Mike, our engineer. We've got a partner at Cumulus Radio. And his name is Mike Vitale. Actually, Mike, I was bragging on you about you to Ron Simon yesterday.
All right.
I told him, I said, in 25 years of radio, I've never had a partner like Ron, like Mike Vitale. And Ron said, don't tell him that. We might lose him. And I said, yeah, well, you better watch out because the guy is really good. So we joked about how
soon.
Pardon?
And the dinar is coming in soon.
Oh, don't I hope so. I actually have heard that the dinar is coming in actually almost every week since 2010 in December. Okay, but I think it's way closer than it was then. So we'll see how that all plays out. So I wanted to give the phone here to Senator Ringchop here for a minute because she's sitting right across from me and we did it. Hey, I'm shaking hands with Senator Ringchop because I was remembering actually, CW has talked about him driving around the state. Senator Ringchop and I have been friends for absolutely years, and she used to be on the radio regularly before this huge job landed up in her lap. And we actually went to Minnesota. I remember I had my leg in a foot cast, and we were really, 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 really broke. And we just went, and his radio people met Tim Turner, sat down, and went, and that was the sit-down that changed the course of our lives. We did a couple of other seminars, too. We did one actually on gifting and things of that nature because Debbie and I are actually philanthropists at heart. And CW is, too, though, you know, I've never heard you quite name yourself as a philanthropist. You've got that quality to you, too. So I don't know if you know that CW actually has a company called EMSCO, and he actually flies planes with relief supplies to different areas in distress in different parts of the world. That's just what he does. And his wife, Carol, actually is a strong advocate for animals, things of that nature. I cannot tell you the privilege of what it is to work with people who you enjoy, you love, and on top of it, they've committed their lives to making something different happen. I'm only talking about a few people here. The Republic is full of people that matter. I would have to say that my biggest shock was the truck drivers when I went to Utah. And I was dumbfounded at how brilliant the truck drivers were. And Roger Evans explained to me that when you have 20 hours a day on the road or whatever it is that you're driving, that it's a good thing to be educating yourself. And over years and years of time, some of these men and women, but mostly men drivers, are cracker jacks at what they've been listening to. So the Republic is, I was telling my son, he says, Mom, I don't know how you do all this stuff. I don't know how you stay up so late, and I don't know how you do it all, and I think it's a long way for you to drive to Sacramento, and I'm nervous about you, blah, 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 but we all do that, because this has got a grip on us, and it's got a grip on our hearts and our souls and our spirits, and I'm just incredibly excited about being here today, and I wanted to hand the phone to Senator Ringchop here so that she can let you know part of what's going on with her, because we have a big meeting, and we have people coming from all over the place today, and we're going to give them a tour of the Treasury Building that's ours. California has its arms open for the pots of gold that we are going to be creating and welcoming. Countries all over the world are supporting us, and we did the paperwork, folks. So this is a great moment, and with that, I flourishly hand this phone over to Debbie Ringchop, my friend and a senator. Hello, everybody. This is a great time, and not just waking up in America, but the whole Republic waking up all over. We're looking so forward to having a celebration today and ongoing. I'm looking forward to when the July 4th comes up, too. There's going to be so many more things happening. Over the next couple of weeks and months, we're going to be having so many different things happening across the nation, and demonstrating with a lot of documentation what's been going on for the last several years. So we've got people that are going to travel around the nation to show off what we've been doing. So there are so many people that have been involved within the Senate and the House of Representatives, as well as in the executive branch and the judicial branches, gathering in different parts of the nation, working out of their homes and out of their back pockets, trying to keep this thing going. And it's been amazing. I was in Alabama a month ago with the president and a contingency from the leadership throughout the nation, and we were looking at the plan of how things have really moved forward. About, last September, we were down to really working through a major set of legislation where we were putting the piece parts of the plan together, and different committees worked on different parts of it. And at this point, we finally had, a little over a month ago, we had all the states, enough states together with documentation to prove to the nations that we had everything in place that was necessary for recognition. At that point, the plan has just been moving forward leaps and bounds. So many things have happened. So I just love it. Dr. Val being here, it's been fabulous. So we are, she's so emotional right now. It's been great. We have so many people that are going to be gathering today, and we're going to celebrate. So we'll be talking about how so many of the people from all the different states have actually been key in making this thing happen. So I am happy to say that the Republic is strong and moving forward, and we are going to make a difference to help y'all. There's a little bit of that Alabama twang to help out with Tim Turner. So here's Dr. Val back, and have a wonderful day. Oh, there is just so much stuff going on in the world. OMG, every time I think about H.R. 347 or 3, is it 347 or 349? I think it's 347. Is it? Do you remember it? CW?
347, yes.
Yeah, 347. The one where the House of Representatives of the de facto actually voted, claiming to be representatives of the people, actually voted to gag the people, and then the president signed the gag order. That's basically what that one stands for. Well, that's caused a bit of a furor. I was trying to think. I actually got a forward on that yesterday, CW. There's a lawsuit that's actually been filed. Who filed the lawsuit? Patty Egan. Do you remember Patty Egan?
I know the name, yes.
Yeah, you know more. Do you remember where you met her?
Yes.
She used to be Ed Asner's secretary, and then Ed's daughter, Liza, came in and is doing the job now, and Patty still sends me out like hot emails. And one of the really cool ones that I saw, not that it would affect you, but one of the emails she sent me yesterday was actually me being 71, going on 72. She sent out emails for older women dressed fashionably. They were hot. These women were like in their 70s looking terrific. So I can count on Patty to send me, fashion styles, but I can also count on her to send me the lawsuit against the Congress and the president for that particular bill. How about that? So there's people that don't even know about us yet, really.
The authorities like using the word frivolous, and this is really a classic case of frivolous. They're trying to create something that doesn't need to be created because it already has been. And it's because the authorities we have, they're trying to pull the wool over the eyes of the great people of this nation, one. And two, they themselves are not smart enough to take a look at history so they know how to run this great nation. And this is our single biggest problem, and this is where we're organizing in the Republic. We want to have people educated. We're having all of our leaders being educated. They're learning on what this country was founded on, and we're looking at how we got in this mess, and much of it is to deal with greed and ego, and we're taking that away and letting the people of the nation stand for who they are. They have rights, and they have they have a system of government, a rule of law that does protect them. We do not need to have an authoritative organization or authoritative nature who's constantly passing and putting together executive orders, many of which stuff already exists to take care of a situation. We don't need additional laws on top of other laws that already exist to take care of situations. All we need is people to be practical enough to use what was put forward and this great nation was built upon. It's getting out of hand, Dr. Val. Nobody, including the people in legislature, can keep up with this. And I'll give you a perfect example. We could go back to when they introduced the health bill. I'm talking.
I don't really want to go down that rabbit hole to tell you about the health bill and stuff.
Gibberish. Nobody knows what it is.
It's got a lot of, what do you call it, pork rinds in it? Pork skins.
Yeah.
Pig's feet? Yeah. Pig's tails. Pig's heads. I can't remember. Pork rinds. Pig knees. Pork bits. It's got those extra things in it. That's what it's supposed to do. They call it what?
It's just called pork.
I'm telling you, they've done exactly what they wanted to do. You say they don't know what they're doing. I say they know exactly what they're doing. They have figured out how to juice everything, and they have squeaked and juiced everything they can. And remember what happened, what Tim said, which kind of shocked me last week when he said, actually, I said, well, where's all this, I believe you can say crap, coming from? And he said that he had prayed on it. You recall that conversation and that God had put these ideas in their head? Remember that? I love that because, and see, I've heard about this other places too. And one of the things that I've heard is that because these things are so absurd, and I believe asinine is another word that can be said correctly. If I have to spell it, I will. But it's you could call it asinine behavior, but it's actually very methodical. It's a very methodical squeezing and juicing of the American people and taking control and eroding the Constitution. And you know yourself that. Some judge was asked if he followed the Constitution. He said he didn't have to. So I don't know when they decided they didn't have to, exactly. You might know the year. Do you, by any chance, know when the judges decided they didn't have to follow the Constitution, or do you, Deb? She's rolling up and to the left, remembering from her vast storage house of experience. Did anything come up on the dial?
There was nothing that set a precedent towards that end. Here's where I was going a moment ago, and I need to go back to this. The very foundation we were set on. Remember when Franklin walked out and the lady asked, what did you deliver us? And he said, I delivered you a republic. If you can keep it. Now, there was a message there, and here's the message. It was put together, and in a way it looked like it was loosely put together or open. Too much was open to interpretation. But it had to be that way in order to keep freedom and liberty in the sight of every person in this great nation. Because without that, when you pin everything down and get something under the thumb, then you have a tyrannical dictatorship. And this is what's taken place. People have lost sight. The people in authority have lost sight. So when you say they know what they're doing, you bet you they know what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say that
they know how to manipulate. And this is what's happened. They've manipulated the system for their own ego, for their own greed, and it's taken away and stripped away and continues to strip away the freedom and liberties. Every year, and almost on a daily basis as we go along, a little bit more is stripped away from the meaning of the Constitution of this great nation. From your every right in the Bill of Rights is being stripped away, just a teeny, teeny piece at a time.
Well, actually, CW, if you count it up, Franklin Roosevelt, I think, wrote something like 11 executive orders during 3 terms. George Bush wrote 65 during 2, and Barack Obama wrote over 100, and those executive orders are how the Constitution was eroded. It wasn't really done by Congress as much as it was done by the men who sat in the chair. So, the good part is...
There.
But the other good part. Let me finish. My turn. Here's the deal. Congress could have turned those around at any time.
That's right.
Within 30 days. And here's the deal, folks. If you are voting this fall and you think you are voting for some putting somebody in office, Clint Curtis, I'm going to get Clint Curtis. You haven't heard him yet. Clint Curtis is the guy that actually built the crooked voting machine for Florida when Bush walked into office. He's the guy that made it possible for Bush. And he was told that he was building something to prove so they could be set up so that nobody could do that. So you better believe Clint Curtis has been upset about it. So we'll get Clint in, and he'll talk about it. While he was in, when Bush won in Ohio, Kerry had won in the exit polls, and Bush won in one of the precincts in Ohio by more votes than there were voters in that precinct, and Kerry had won the poll CW. So this corruption has been going on a long time. And Tom Hayden, CW, he came to Topanga Canyon, where I live, and he told me I should look at the Rob Georgia file. And I said, what is that? And he says, well, that was the first state they ever stole by computer. An incumbent Democrat had the state stolen by Georgia, and they did it all through computers. That's why they wanted to do the touch screens and all that stuff and no paper trails. And I don't know if you know this or not, but the guys that built the voting machines, I believe it's Diebold, they claimed they couldn't create a paper ballot, that you know, a receipt that would show somebody how they voted. And you know what? They're the same guys that created the versatellers that give you a receipt from everything you've done when you after you deposit money in the bank. So I thought you should know that if you didn't.
I do know that.
So we just get lied to continuously. So you're vice president, and as vice president of the republic, what's the biggest thing that comes across your table? As a vice president, what is that like? What are you actually responsible for?
Frankly, my responsibility.
You do. Can you talk?
Vice president.
Of course, we know so many of those that we all automatically know what you do.
Well, okay, I won't go into the typical duties of vice president because that's different. And as far as the republic goes, the role that has been taken on is to help unite and educate, point out what's went wrong. But then before I just sit there and point out what's wrong or what where the problems are, we have solutions ahead of time. We're not going to stand up here and start pointing fingers and say, they did this, that, they did that, and they're this and they're that. We will never, ever get to that point. We will say, here's a problem. Here's the solution. And it's always goes back to knowing who you are. And the only way you're going to know who you are is to look at the foundation on which this great nation was built on. And there's a tremendous amount of argument in that arena, but when you peel away all the layers of the onion and you just get rid of all the baloney, it's extremely clear, extremely clear. The principles, and they're just very basic principles, moral principles, lawful principles, fair principles, live by. There is nothing wrong with what the founding fathers put together. A lot of people think there are, but there isn't. There's nothing wrong with it at all. It worked very well. I mean, stop and think about this. At the beginning of this nation, when people started putting their feet on this rock, people from different nations that could not even communicate with each other came together and got it worked out. They did all the great work.
Yeah, but you know what? They didn't do it easy. They did not do it easy. If you read Franklin's Life,
that's my point. They didn't do it easy, and we don't have to not do it easy either. We've had a lot of it done for us. Let's pay attention to what was done and just bring it forward.
Well, that would be easy, except that there's so many different personalities. Not only are there so many different personalities, CW, people are, every rich person I know except one is now, they have land in their houses still, but they don't have hardly any money in the bank. I only know one that does, and that's because she sold something that was big and her, but her family's company that was very famous, I don't want you to identify her because I don't want to be telling her private business, but her family had a very big company, and their stores have been closing and all kinds of stuff. You know, everybody's been affected by this, and even the people that have, but then there seem to be people driving around in brand new Porsches and stuff like that, so I know that there's money to be made in every market, and you know, as we talk, the dinar is supposed to be coming in. Of course, it was supposed to be coming in last week, too, but I know that it's supposed to be coming in as probably the pregnant mother is about to drop the baby. Do you know that Australia devalued its currency? Did you know that?
No, but I wouldn't be surprised.
That's part of the rebalancing.
Well, do you know why countries like to will take and devalue their currency?
Yeah, to put it in line with its actual value.
Well, not only that's good. That is very good. But it also helps them increase their exports.
Oh, that would be true. Well, why would Iceland forgive all the mortgages?
Well, that has nothing to do with exports. They did that because they know the difference between right and wrong. They've taken the yes, made the bank stand up and do the right thing.
You know what's really interesting about Iceland? Jerry Seinfeld actually previews his shows there. Did you know that?
Yes, and Iceland has the world can learn from Iceland. And they may think that's a cold, dry, or wet place to go and miserable, but they have good work ethics. They have good morality for each and every person in that little nation. And the world can learn from that.
Well, you know what he said? Why he previews there? He previews every comedy act in Iceland before he takes it on the road anywhere place else because he says they're the most intelligent people in the world. So when I heard that they had done the first to do the Jubilee, I just laughed. I thought, Jerry Seinfeld knows what's happening, and that was like 10 years ago that I heard about that. And that man is richer than God and everything else, except that he knows where the intelligence lies. So I'm going to have to say there's a lot of other intelligent countries in the world. They just don't have – we're so shackled by so many beliefs that just aren't true. You know, we've been told so much. We've been lied to so much. Time after time, we're misunderstood. You know, I heard that there's a guy that's actually out there doing a seminar called The Con in the Constitution. I don't think that's a very good idea to be doing a seminar like that because the Constitution is actually about our birthright and our rights. And there's just so many different things happening where people want to undo something that's working, you know? The Constitution works. When we have it and we use it, it works. When the judges pay attention to it, it works. When the people know that they have it and they can use it. See, what I'm concerned about, and maybe Debbie would like to comment on this too, I'm concerned on the fact that Americans are not being educated. That what happened historically, I'm laughing because we don't have our mute buttons here. So I have a sore throat in CW, and so a couple of times I've had a pillow over my face coughing into it, and I was getting ready to get Debbie on the phone here, and she's actually clearing herself up to make sure that she has her radio voice on and things of that nature. But Debbie's got her finger on the banking committee. She helps out with a lot of the calls. I'm convinced that she has a no sleep gene in her somewhere that she operates off, but I thought maybe she'd like to comment on what we're talking about because she more than me even, because she's on so many committees and so many calls and stuff, she has a pulse on how we're growing in the Republic. And one of the things we were talking about the other night was you can hear us growing up and growing into our standing up, stepping out, and stepping into what needs to be done. And there was a call just this week in which one of the men said, you know, each of us needs to stand up and be responsible for our positions. And we're actually learning how to do that, and our consciousness and confidence are growing as we win stuff. But as the person in the crow's nest, so to speak, on the ship, that's Debbie here, and I thought she might like to comment on what we've been talking about.
Well, I do want to say that the people are standing up more. We've got members of Congress and the legislators for the states are now looking forward to bringing out the state legislators, because there's a lot of activity that we've finished really getting the basics in place at the national level, which is the foundation across the nation to be sure that Congress is able to put forth the main bills and acts that need to be in play for us to be able to be effective in government. And now the states are starting to take off with their acts and their bills so that they can actually establish all the things that are necessary within the states. At that point, you got all the people doing all the pieces that they're stepping forward, and we're starting to see people coming in to recognizing that the jobs are there. It's not just a couple of dozen people run the whole state. Come on, we know it takes more than just a few dozen people. The people now are starting to step forward and take on all kinds of things. They're not elected officials. They're stepping forward to take on the regular jobs, the support staff, the IT people, there's so many different types of jobs out there. And then besides that, we have committees that are getting formed with people, experts from so many walks of life that are able to help the congressional people put together the appropriate bills so that everybody has something that's going to be working forward. We have so many things to correct because there has been a Congress that has gone, as we all know, awry. And instead of doing something for the people, they've been actually taking away everyone's rights. We have re-inhabited. We are going back and correcting, going back to the de jure government and putting it forward, taking the original acts and laws that were in place, and we are working now the rule of law and putting things where people can start to say that their rights are back in play. So at this point, I see so many people starting to step forward. They're bringing forth, we're making this so available to have the people be able to bring back into our country the sciences and the technologies and the health bills. I mean, there's so many different things that we have been restricted from being able to do in our country because they go after anybody that does something to help the people. And so I am seeing science, technology, health, that's just going to be changing the world. People are going to be getting so much healthier. We're going to stop the chemtrails. We're going to stop all these things that are destroying our food supplies. We're going to be, you know, science and technology, I can't even imagine how far that's going to go. But the Republic is here to help put those things back in place and make it safe so that they can do it here in our country. We don't have to go outside to Ecuador, to somewhere else to be able to save someone's life. We can cure cancer. We can do things. And it's been wonderful to see it's already working. And I'm going to hand the phone back to Dr. Rowe.
Oh, yes. And what she said was she was touching on those things. I was head of Science, Health, and Technology Committee for almost a year. And the thing that you also may not know is that a lot of the technology that's actually been patented and sits around the little chambers and stuff like that, actually Tesla's work could give you free electricity for your home permanently. When I was Dennis Weaver's hydrogen drive director, we were at Universal Studios. No, is that correct? No, that was 20th Century Fox Studios. And we were driving around in BMWs that were hydrogen and gasoline with buff German drivers. It was really quite an evening, and Jay Leno was there. Jay Leno was quite the car fancier, and he and Dennis and I were having a conversation, and a man came up when Dennis was there too, and he told him about this technology. It turned out it was Tesla's, and it was coupled with something else, and one of the things that he was talking about was he was trying to tell Dennis that you could drive a stake into the ground and put something else. It was relatively inexpensive, and you could provide that house with power for permanently. The cost was next to nothing. So they don't want these forms to drop. They aren't smart enough to realize that you can turn the military into a peacekeeping corps. They're not smart enough, it doesn't work for them to remove all the landmines that are still blowing 5,000 people's legs and arms off every single year, still from wars that some of them are 50 to 100 years old. They've been in the ground since almost 100 years old. Some of them are still in the ground, CW, from the First World War. I mean, the We haven't cleaned up our messes. We got poop all over the planet. We have a plastic mass in the oceans. I'd love to know what the Republic's going to do about this. It's twice the size of Texas. Did you know that?
You've mentioned this before. No, I didn't know that.
Twice the size of Texas. We are actually talking about it with a grocery. I was actually talking about it with a grocery store checker, and they said, "Do you want another plastic bag?" And I said, "I can't stand the idea of the plastic mass being three times the state of Texas." And the grocery checker said, "I've got the same concern." So people are beginning to talk on a level where they've actually heard stuff. LA Times did an amazing article, CW, about 2-3 years ago about the oceans of the world. You know, skin divers that were diving down by the Australian reef were actually getting burned from the toxins that had gathered around the reef. There's certain areas where where certain currents pull things. I saw pictures of clams, like a million clams a day on an African coast were ending up dead on the beach and stuff. And the people that say, you know, environmental issues are just honey baloney and all that kind of stuff, au contraire. And I was wondering, have either you or Debbie, have either of you heard about any ecology stuff that's happening within the Republic, or has anybody taken that on? Debbie's rolling her eyes again, checking her files, you know, the old memory files. But that's something that's really important to me. Yeah, I'm stepping into a role of peace ambassador. I thought when I hit my 60s or 70s that I would be retiring. It seems like my life is just beginning, actually. The rest of it was just a preparation for this. And, you know, with that fleet of planes you've got, CW, we're going to have some fun because we can inspire people, you know?
The Earth is a remarkable living being. It has the ability to renew itself. However, when you have something that is living and it has the ability to renew itself, introduce too much toxicity to the living thing, that slows that rejuvenation down. I'm not saying it won't rejuvenate, it slows it down, and it can literally stop some things from happening. The common things that we know about, destroying the rainforest. Well, we know the rainforest, and scientists have been proving that rainforest helps create oxygen for the planet. It's one of the ways it renews itself. But when we eliminate that, we eliminate one of those ways it can rejuvenate. When we smother the water by a plastic mass that you're talking about, and I'm just talking law of physics, when you smother by keeping it from exposing itself to the air and the sun, it slows its ability to rejuvenate. And when you slow that ability to rejuvenate, it's not only affects the land lovers greatly, but those who live in the sea, those creatures and the living things that live in the sea are greatly affected. And a lot of people don't take this in consideration. They think they can go to the beaches and they can see the oceans, but even here in Southern California, I've seen a great decline of the way the oceans react along the California coastline.
Have you been into the Redondo Pier? Have you ever been out on the Redondo Pier, the Santa Monica Pier? Have you noticed the signs? By the way, the signs have been there over 20 years. The signs say, "Do not eat the fish from this water."
That's right.
Even though the water looks okay, do not eat the fish from this water. Okay, do you know who... I wanted to ask you, do you know who Boots and Coots are? Have you heard about this?
Is that a country western band?
That makes me laugh, and that's the first time anybody's made me laugh. No, they actually build equipment for cleaning up oil spills.
Right.
Okay, you may not know this, but Boots and Coots was actually contacted for equipment to clean up an oil spill before the oil spill in the Gulf ever happened. The week before, their equipment was bought up. I believe it was Halliburton, but somebody could check me on that. One of the big companies that likes to make money at the expense of human lives actually bought up or leased up all from Boots and Coots. I believe that's their name. It sounds like a good chocolate or something like that. Or in this case, it's They supposedly the accident that caused that whole thing, they had just gotten an award the day before for having, you know, having had a perfect record. That whole thing, I'm totally suspicious of it, you know. I actually believe that there was an intention to destroy the business in the Gulf. And that's the reach that people have. And we have to stand up and make our reach as strong, and we have to say no. And we have to make people aware. And there is just so much of this going on in so many different ways. These chemtrails over my house, CW, 20 of them at least. And in case our listeners don't know how you tell the difference between a chemtrail and a vapor trail from an airplane, a lot of people think they're just vapor trails from airplanes. Vapor trails actually disappear within 30 seconds when the plane goes by. The chemtrails don't disappear. You can see them crisscrossed in the sky. So there's an impotency that we have about what can you do about that as you feel yourself being poisoned. Our friend Dick Shane actually was poisoned by a chemtrail, and he got his lungs burned out. He actually, they dropped fluid on him, and his skin blistered, okay, back in 2001, and he's been on an oxygen tank ever since because his lungs are ruined, and they say he's too old to get a lung transplant. You know, all this kind of collateral damage that's going on from people just raping the people on the earth, and we're here to stop that, and it takes some courage to stand up, and you stood up, and Debbie stood up, and Greg Wolf stood up, and I could start naming our entire California legislature and in the different states. People are standing up and stepping out. It's not just about whistleblowing anymore. It's about claiming back our rights and actually speaking out and being responsible. People used to be called whistleblowers, okay? That meant that occasionally a person would get up and speak the truth, and then they'd fear for their life and be hoped that they weren't going to be kidnapped or dropped off in a ditch somewhere afterwards. Now so many people are waking up, and waking up in America was actually called Wake Up America like 20 years ago. Now I call it Waking Up in America. Debbie's checking the clock. She wants to make sure we're in there and doing everything. We got time left in the show. This is, I don't know if you know this or not, but every radio show is supposed to have a rant at the beginning and a rant at the end. So I'm ranting around here on all this stuff because I want you to wake up. I want you to know that you have something that you can say. I want you to join us in Sacramento. I want you to go to your own states. I want you to find out how to go to the republicoftheunitedstates.org. I want you to join us on our Republic Roundtable call, which is Thursdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, and this hunky guy, Robert Zuluaga, I just love this dude, he actually runs that call, and you can call 712-432-0075. That's 712-432-0075, and the access code is 594-637-POUND. Once again, 594-637-POUND. And in case you wonder what our mission is, here is the mission of the people of the Republic for the United States of America. We the people hereby terminate the tyranny of financial slavery and unlawful presentment that binds us and bestows the favors of liberty, republic freedom, by way of lawful means and peaceable assembly for all men and women, and I'll throw in kids too, under Almighty God. How about that? That's what we're doing, and that's what we're creating, and sometimes it doesn't look pretty. Sometimes you're driving on the road and you have to pull over and you need a tire for your car or something like that. You keep your fingers crossed. Sometimes you pack in a car with somebody else. Sometimes you call a friend at 11 o'clock at night because you can't stand it because they've done some other dumb thing that they want us to pay attention to, or they've tripled the fines, or they've done whatever they've done or whatever they're fining because they're out using us as like cash cows for their little adventures into different lands. You know, it's majorly disgusting is what it is. And I wanted to give Debbie a chance to do a little ranting here at the end of the show. She's got passion. She's giving me this face across the table like, oh, what would I rant about? Plenty, baby. You know, ranting has to do, Deb, I'm giving her a little coaching here. Ranting has to do what's powerful and important to you and what you'd like to see move forward. That would be it. And then CW, he rants real good, too. You know, when you're four and redheaded and tall and the vice president, you can really rant good. But right now, it's going to be Debbie ranting.
Well, this rant is going to say it's time for the people to all step forward.
Oh, she's doing Alabama.
Actually, I lived in Kentucky for a little bit, so I got a little Southern drawl still left over in me. I think it's time for us to all come forward and find out in your states what jobs there are, both in the government to help support it, as well as what kinds of things we can start putting in place for the people to get back the jobs. This is the time that our nation is going to be able to re-employ everybody that's not employed. Everyone that's in jobs they don't like, the ones that they're being told to do things that they know are not what they want to do, where they're being told that it's, you know, that they're supposed to basically dishonor the people and harm each other, and those people can't stand those kinds of jobs, and now they have the opportunity to come in, step forward, and make this the world that it's supposed to be, supporting each other and bringing back the rights of the people. And this is it. It's time to reemploy everybody. And when we step forward, we're going to be seeing, before you know it, the legislation that's going to go through, very similar to what Ireland has done, and we are going, or excuse me, Iceland. And
well, I like Ireland too.
Well, we'll take both. But anyway, we will be seeing jubilees all over this world, and California, the nation, all of us coming together, every single state is going to step forward and make this happen around the world.
Jubilee
really is talking about throwing away all those the fraudulent loans, the fraudulent documents, the things that they've done to actually steal our money from us and our time, creating things like the kinds of income tax. We're not supposed to be taxed for the work we do, the labor. There's taxes that are right to pay, and there's things where you help support your community and things of that sort, you know, build your roads and some infrastructure. But beyond that, the other kind of taxes that they have created on us today, property taxes and income taxes, those will go away. And we're going to see all these fraudulent loans and the mortgages, all of it will get cleared out. So before you know it, I mean, it's going to take time. Unfortunately, it takes time to do it all, but it takes time, and everything's taken much longer than we thought it would, but it's really happening. It's happening now, and we're all part of it. And here's Dr. Val.
Hey, jubilees are terrific. They're in the Bible. They're due every certain number of years. I think it's every 7 years and every 50 years or something like that. There's different jubilees, but basically it's the wiping out of all debt. It's, and, you know, I attended the State of the World Forum, CW, back in 2001, and there were a number of presidents there from Africa. Do you know how they got the African president, how they took over the countries in Africa?
No.
They loaned them money, knowing that they didn't know how to manage it. And then when they couldn't pay the money back, they took over the countries. And there were African presidents there reporting on the fact that they needed help. So when we're putting together our republic, we're working to do it as intelligently and with as much coaching and referencing as possible, because it's real easy to be given money and to mismanage it. And I brought that up, CW, because I really do think we're going to be seeing a dinar evaluation quite soon. And about 2 months ago, when I checked, the figures were 6 million people in the world were holding dinar, and now it's over 10 million in just the last 2 months. So the de facto government was not planning on the internet when they put together these little schemes, okay? The dinar was a scheme of George Bush Sr. Did you know that?
No, not the way that I think you're
doing. It was a money-making. Do you know what? You do currency trading and stuff. It was a form of bumping. Do you know what bumping is?
Yes.
Yeah, tell them what bumping is.
Well, it's a way that the large money controls the markets, and they can make it go any direction, because once it goes a direction, other people follow. And that many times it's a false security.
Oh, yeah, like housing or something like that. Like what they did with the housing market. That was a bump. They ran up the housing market, made money when people were – remember when everybody was in a lottery to buy a house? If you wanted a house in Newport or something, you had to get into a darn lottery to buy a house, and then they let one person or two, and they had the houses that were worth maybe $800,000 going for $1.5 million through the lottery, and people were going crazy. That was a bump. And then they crashed the market, so then they picked the houses up cheap after people are overcommitted. Bumping happens all over the place. A wheat would be a good bump. You know, wheat basically cost, I don't know, do you know what wheat trades for right now? I'm not sure. Right around 25 it was. It actually cost $3 for a bushel of wheat. But by the time they got it bumping in the profit taking that they were doing, they actually it cost 25 to buy it. So the thing is that even though, quotes, the United States FRNs or Federal Reserve notes are about to be devalued, other things are about to be put into perspective. So if you're paying 25 for, if the Federal Reserve note is decreased by 75% in value.
2 minutes.
If the Federal Reserve note is decreased by 75% in value, but what if, that sounds horrible, but what if we went back to costing $3 rather than 25? So there's a lot of things that are going to be put into alignment. This is not a terrible time. The Mayan calendar did not predict the end of the world. The reason they're so upset about it is the Mayan calendar predicted the end of this idiocy that's been going on in the world for 1,000 years and all of these people that have been in control. They've actually found other Mayan things. I don't know if you know this or not, CW, that actually says we're basically going to have heaven on earth. That's what the prediction of the Mayan calendar actually is. It's the fall of the bad dudes, and it is the rise of heaven on earth. By the way, I own the title Heaven Incorporated. I can't wait to answer the phone. Heaven, how is your call? Oh, my gosh. They're giving us a countdown, CW. That's Mike there. This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Media, our radio partners, coningcompany.com, Dr. James Murphy in Memoriam, drvalerie.com, our producer and sponsors, W. Wright of Emergency Management Solutions, Sir Jason Winter T, LA Lifestyle, Protandin. Oh, my God, Protandin. Thank you, Protandin. Big thank you to everybody, including this guy that's talking here, Mike Vitale. And Debbie, thanks for being here today, CW. Hey, give everyone a boost. Thanks for listening. And do a mitzvah today. That's be good to somebody, okay? You can do that. I know it. Thanks for listening. Oh, we have 20 seconds left. I thought you said something else. Goodness gracious. 20 seconds. Light your torch. Move it on your capital. Celebrate with us. The Republic is in Sacramento, and we're partying. And we're just so pleased to have you with us, and I love you all. Thanks. And you can catch this show on Wednesdays at wakingupinamerica.com.
This is for all. This is for all the time you tried to find your sister. You're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all you knew, pouring through. Now your heart is...
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.